And checking sports, of course, the first day of the state track and field championships yesterday in Des Moines. Let's recap some of those results for you yesterday. In some of the finals yesterday, in the late session, the 1A, 4A session, in Class 1A in the girls' 3,000 meters, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills won the state title as she won that race. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placed 5th. Emma Swanson of Guthrie Center was 12th. Emily Kopik of Exira EHK was 21st. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central placed 22nd in 4A. In the boys, 3,200-meter final, Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley placed 9th in Class 1A. His teammate Shane Braheny right behind him in 10th place. Jacob Bollinger of Lennox was 19th. David Thompson of Griswold finished 21st, and Garrett Martin of St. Albert 23rd. In the 4x800-meter finals, in the girls' side, in Class 1A, Griswold's team of Jessica Marshall, Peyton Rush, Charlie Adams, and Anna Young placed 9th overall, right ahead of St. Albert, who was 10th. Cam was 16th, with Caitlin Holliday, Madison Gettler, Mackenzie Cross, and Lindsay Dinklum making up the team. Audubon's team was 17th. Kiara Sporer, Anna Stevens, Dana Bourbon, and Katie Conkler made up that Audubon team. And Riverside's squad of J.C. Carlson, Sydney Murphy, Alexis Post, and Lillian Smith placed 18th overall. On the boys' side of the 4x800-meter finals in Class 1A, St. Albert placing 6th. Nottoway Valley ran 13th. Tri-Center was 16th. Guthrie Center 17th. And Logan Magnolia 21st. In the girls' 400-meter finals, it was Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney placing 5th in Class 1A with J.C. Carlson of Riverside 22nd. Jennifer Fuentes of Guthrie Center was 12th in that race. Also in the boys' 400-meter finals, it was Chad Blank of Nishnabotna placing 3rd. Glenn Bertelson of St. Albert was 4th. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley 6th. And Josh Haining of Nishnabotna placing 8th. In 4A, Sal Fedoni of Lewis Central placed 5th. And Kenneth McMahon of Lewis Central was 6th. Also, preliminary action yesterday on the track in the shuttle hurdle relay prelims. On the boys' side, Audubon had the top qualifying team. Jake Mulford, Nolan Smith, Tyler Reboff, and Mitchell Nelson ran 59.52 seconds. That set a school record and had the best qualifying time in 1A. Woodbine's team also qualified with the fourth fastest time. In the girls' 100-meter prelims, Lexi Larson of Sydney is a qualifier. On the boys' side of Class 1A, Chad Blank of Nishnabotna qualified. In the 200 prelims, Savannah Fuller of Guthrie Center and Lexi Larson of Sydney both qualified in 1A. In the boys' 200-meter prelims in 1A, Nishnabotna's Chad Blank and St. Albert's Glenn Bertelson both qualified for the finals. Sal Fedoni of Lewis Central qualified in 4A. In the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries on the girls' side, Logan Magnoli and Fremont Mills both qualified their teams for the finals. Also in final action on the in the field events yesterday, on the girls' side, in the shot put, Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia had an 8th place finish in Class 1A. That was the top finish locally. In boys' long jump action yesterday in 1A, Brandon Riley of Coon Rapids Bayard placed 2nd overall. Griswold's Jaden Jonke placed 14th in the finals. Also in the boys' shot puts, Alex Bechtold of Stanton was 4th overall in Class 1A. Exira EHK's Martin Olson placing 19th. In the girls' long jump, Callie Calfee of Bedford in 1A placing 5th. Also in action in the earlier session, the 2A, 3A action yesterday. On the track in the finals, in Class 2A girls 3,000 meters, Carly Larson of Underwood was 6th, Claire Campbell of Shenandoah 13th. In the 3A 3,000-meter finals, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic ran a personal best time of 10 minutes, 45.86 seconds as she places 10th overall. Gracely Castor of Harlan was 24th. In the boys' 3,200-meter final, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was 16th in 2A, while Chandler Hagen of Carroll was 13th in 3A. In the girls' 4x800-meter relay finals in 2A, Trainer had a 10th place finish. Shenandoah was 18th in 3A. Creston placing 13th. Denison 16th. In boys' boys' 4x800-meter relay finals, Class 2A, Underwood was 21st. Shenandoah 24th in 3A. Atlantic placed 9th overall as they ran 8 minutes 19.9 seconds with Brendan Holmes, Chase Mullinex, Ryan Hawkins, and Jackson Eden making up that squad. Glenwood was 19th. Harlan 22nd overall. In the girls' 400-meter finals in 2A, Emma Bonnet of Underwood was 4th. Also in 3A, Molly Goobles of Harlan placed 23rd. In the boys' 400-meter finals, Class 2A, Brett Daly of Trainer had a 3rd place overall finish. Gabe Ritchie of Panorama was 6th. 3A Marcus Klein of Harlan placed fourth, while Niall Ballou of Denison placing eighth overall. Also in the girls' shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, in 3A, Glenwood qualified for the finals. In the 100-meter prelims, Class 3A girls' Charity Williams of Atlantic was set to participate. She didn't start in that race. Also in the boys' 100-meter prelims, in 2A, Gage Clay of AHSTW had the second fastest qualifying time. He also had the third best qualifying time in the 200-meter preliminaries yesterday. Marcus Klein of Harlan also qualified for the 3A 200-meter prelims. In the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries on the boys' side, Clarinda had the third fastest qualifying time in 2A. Glenwood had the third best qualifying time in Class 3A. Also in finals in the field events, in Class 2A girls' shot put, Madison Ditchler, trainer, placed 17th overall. In the girls' 3A discus, Linnea Confirst of Glenwood won the state title, throwing 133 feet 1 inch for first place. Gillian Strait of Harlan was 11th. In the boys' long jump event, in Class 2A, Miles Ruhpiper of Kemper Catholic placing third, Brett Daly of Trainer 13th. In the boys' high jump in 3A, Niall Ballou of Denison placing fourth overall, while Alec Hayes of Atlantic placed eighth. He cleared 6 feet 3 inches. Keegan Weber of Carroll was 10th. In the boys' discus in 3A, Curtis Schnack of Harlan was 14th. In the girls' long jump in 2A, Carmen Pickens of Shenandoah was 18th, and the girls' high jump in Class 3A, Sunday Faya of Denison placing second overall, with Brianna Wallace of Creston placing 11th. Those are the finals and prelims run yesterday. They've got a full slate of action again today. Final events today will include the distance medley relay in both the boys and girls, the 4x200-meter relay in boys and girls, and the 400-meter hurdles in both boys and girls. Now, preliminary events today include the sprint hurdles, the 110 for the boys and the 100-meter hurdles for the girls. Also, the 4x100 and 4x400-meter relays will have preliminary events run today, and there'll be a number of field events being competed today as well. Now, the action is just like yesterday. 2A and 3A schools will be in the early session today. 1A and 4A schools will participate in the afternoon session today. And we'll have plenty of updates again today from the State Track and Field Championships with Chris Parks, as he'll be along at 10:45 this morning for our first update of the day. Also, in other high school sports and soccer action yesterday, in girls' play, it was Atlantic edging Carroll in overtime by a final of 4-3. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat AHSTW 2-0. Denison over Riverside 6-4. In boys' soccer, Lewis Central outkicked Atlantic 4-1. It was AHSTW topping West Central Valley 5-2, and Thomas Jefferson outscoring Abraham Lincoln 6-4. In girls' golf yesterday, Harlan won a triangular with a 198 total to beat Denison, who shot 200, and Carroll, who posted a 213 total. Also in girls' regional tennis, Class 1A action yesterday in Region 2 at Red Oak. The singles championship went to Sarah Cabine of Clarinda. She beat Sarah Wood of Shenandoah 7-6, 7-5 in the final. They both move on to state. In doubles, Sarah Behrens and Macy Baker of Red Oak won the regional title over J.C. Hoig and Marilyn Cepeda of Shenandoah. 6-4, 6-2 was the final match score. Both those doubles teams advanced to state. In baseball, Matt Carpenter homered and drove in a career-high 6 runs, and Matt Adams added 4 RBIs as the Cardinals picked up a 13-7 win over the Colorado Rockies on Thursday night. St. Louis, who has now won 3 of 4, scored a season-high 6 runs in the fourth inning as they took the lead for good. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Milwaukee over Chicago 5-3. Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 8-2. Washington over the New York Mets 9-1. San Francisco beat San Diego 3-1. In the American League, Seattle over Baltimore 7-2. The White Sox beat Houston 2-1. Toronto down Minnesota in 11 innings 3-2. Yankees beat Oakland 4-1. In interleague play, Cleveland over Cincinnati 7-2. And the Angels beat the Dodgers 7-4. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 2 wins away from a return trip to the NBA Finals after becoming just the 3rd franchise in NBA history to open 10-0 in a postseason. LeBron James had a triple-double with 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists as the Cavs whipped the Toronto Raptors 108-89 yesterday. The Raptors will host Game 3 on Saturday. The San Jose Sharks had never led a Western Conference Finals until now. Martin Jones stopped 20 shots, and the Sharks grabbed 2-1 lead as they post a 3-0 win over St. Louis last night. Game 4 is in San Jose on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5555. 5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.